A prominent community leader kept a little sign on his desk that reminded him daily to maintain a high opinion of yourself. This was not intended to generate false pride or initiate arrogance. It was a simple reminder of how important it is to think well of ourselves and, as Dr. Latham suggests, to be good to ourselves as well as to others.
During a telecast of the change of leadership of a large corporation, I was curious at the acceptance speech of the new corporate president. It went like this, quote, "I am overwhelmed with this great trust placed in me and am more aware than anyone of the depths of my shortcomings. Furthermore, I am awed at the accomplishments of my predecessor and am quite certain that even with my best efforts, I will never be able to fill his shoes. It is at times like this that one realizes just how inadequate he is." End of quote. This man is one who had risen up the corporate ladder, performing brilliantly at every step. If there was anyone on the face of the earth qualified to lead that corporation, he was it. Furthermore, I suspect he knew that as well as anyone. But he did the socially appropriate thing. He self-denigrated. That is, he belittled himself. He put himself down gently in a socially appropriate way. Obviously, he wasn't going to stand to be honored and say something like, "It is nice at last to occupy the position in this corporation for which I am prepared more than anyone. After all, I started at the bottom and for 35 years have performed brilliantly at every step up the corporate ladder. The board of directors is to be complimented for their wisdom and insight in tapping me for this important position." Though that would have been absolutely true, self-denigrating was the socially acceptable way to go. Among the world's most active, dedicated self-denigrators are parents. They rarely miss an opportunity to beat up on themselves for their poor performance as a mom or a dad. Moms are the most likely by far to self-denigrate. One mother said to me, "My kids are all doing great. My marriage is wonderful, and I don't have a single regret. What am I doing wrong?" My appeal to parents is to improve what needs to be improved. Continue to do what is being done well and avoid self-denigration. Self-denigration never makes things better and usually makes things worse by convincing ourselves that we are indeed worse than we are. Never yet has a parent told me, "You know, I gave myself a severe tongue lashing for being such a terrible parent, and it helped immensely. If I can only keep beating up on myself to punish my faults, I will soon beat them all out of me and be a much better parent because of it." It doesn't work that way, folks. If we allow our behavior or the behavior of our children to get us down, we become victims of what I call the chain of self-defeating responses. It is a chain of six links. First, a frown takes over our face. Second, our chin drops. Third, our shoulders droop. Fourth, our spine slouches. Five, our hands hang limp and lifeless at our side. And six, when we walk with a shuffle. Our feet drag across the floor. There is no spring in our step. "Woe is me," is the message we deliver. Hope is gone. It is a behavioral disease that is highly contagious. Pretty soon, everyone in the house has it. I know of only one cure. Keep smiling. Try harder and learn to cope. As you take the cure, you will err from time to time. That's to be expected. Here are seven coping statements. that will help you keep well when you are inclined to find your countenance falling. First, made a mistake. I've got to think ahead. Second, controlling my behavior is tough. I must think ahead. Three, this is new to me. Mistakes are to be expected. Four, this won't solve everything, but at least it'll keep me calmer. Five, I have to remember that I used to lose it. Now I'm much better controlled. Six, it's okay to feel angry. I just have to concentrate on not letting it take over. And seven, some situations are going to be harder than others. Be good to yourself. It is the first step toward being good to your children.
This concludes the first CD in this set. For additional thoughts and suggestions by Dr. Latham about helping tune up the angels in your life, please listen to his second CD. Thank you.